NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Here's Russ Ward, NBC News, Chicago.
France has joined the thermonuclear fraternity, exploding its first hydrogen bomb in the South Pacific test area, 800 miles southeast of Tahiti. A report from Papeete said the shot was triggered from a balloon. The test had been scheduled for last weekend, but was delayed because of weather conditions. France thus joins the United States, Britain, Russia, and Red China as a possessor of the hydrogen bomb. Dissident bus drivers here in Chicago say a wildcat strike will be called at 1 minute past midnight tonight, further complicating the city's transportation system already hampered by a taxi walkout. The bus dispute centers around a demand that more Negroes be placed at executive levels in the local bus drivers' union. The Pentagon has under consideration the possible use of federal troops, if necessary, to maintain order in the face of unrest outside Chicago's amphitheater. On this final weekend before the Democratic Convention, floor fights are shaping up over the issues of Vietnam and civil rights. Georgia Governor Lester Maddox told a Chicago news conference today George Wallace may have had the right idea in making his presidential bid outside the Democratic Party. NBC News will provide live gavel-to-gavel coverage of the convention on radio and television starting Monday evening. More news after this from the RCIA.
Among the nearly 600,000 members of the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association throughout the United States and Canada, are many high-income salesmen and saleswomen working in retail establishments. The earnings of these highly skilled salespeople are comparable to the incomes of successful people in other professions. Because of their investment of many years of dedicated service in the business of their employer, these highly skilled RCIA salespeople know that working under a union collective bargaining agreement contributes in great measure to their economic security. The provisions of their union agreement safeguard them against arbitrary changes in conditions of their employment and against unfair dismissal. Among the valued provisions of their union agreement are employer-paid hospitalization and retirement income. For more information, check your telephone directory for the Retail Clerks Union in your community. All right, to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036.
Once again, Russ Ward.
Another voice for Czechoslovak freedom was heard in the United Nations Security Council today. Here with the story, Pauline Frederick, NBC News at the United Nations.
After 3 hours of filibustering by Soviet delegate Malik, the foreign minister of Czechoslovakia, Jiří Hájek, finally was given the floor in the Security Council. More in sorrow than in anger, he declared the occupation of his country was not justified by any internal or external threat to communism, nor was it requested. He declared his government had been faithful to communism and to the communist community, and that those who had invaded it were misinformed. He pledged that Czechoslovakia would continue to be dedicated to the cause of socialism and to its adherents who had wronged his country. He expressed appreciation for what the Soviet Union had done for Czechoslovakia. Hájek said he hoped countries which had made such a tragic mistake would speedily correct it, and that the talks now going on in Moscow would contribute. This is Pauline Frederick, NBC News at the United Nations.
From Moscow, the Soviet news agency TASS said the talks between leaders of Czechoslovakia and Russia would continue Sunday. Earlier reports said the Kremlin was making concessions to Czech officials to quiet bitter resentment over Russian troop occupation. There still is no firm word on the whereabouts of Czech Communist Party leader Alexander Dubček. More in a moment.
A few years ago, the fad for wall-to-wall carpeting spread across the country. And now many homeowners are finding out that carpeting is only a floor covering and not a floor. These people bought houses with carpeting installed directly over a subfloor without a permanent floor of oak. And now the carpeting is damaged or badly worn, and the owner is faced with replacement expense because there's no floor under the carpet. When you buy a home, be sure you get a lifetime floor of naturally beautiful oak. Don't compromise on quality. Insist on oak floors. This message is brought to you by the Oak Flooring Institute.
Four separate battles were being fought in South Vietnam today, from Da Nang to the Cambodian border to the Mekong Delta. The heaviest fighting was said to be around a Green Beret camp 130 miles northeast of Saigon. Pope Paul VI is in the closing hours of his visit to Latin America. The Pope is scheduled to leave Bogota, Colombia at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, returning to Rome by way of Bermuda, where a refueling stop will be made. Again, the hour's top story, France today detonated its first hydrogen bomb. The test explosion was conducted from a balloon 800 miles southeast of Tahiti. Russ Ward, NBC News, Chicago.
Listen again on the hour when Oak Flooring, the lifetime flooring, brings you NBC Monitor News.
Don't move, just leave your dollar monitor, here's a monitor. Lean back and stay a while, monitor, here's a monitor.
Where coming up, you'll hear two critics of the political scene, Bob Considine and Leonard Probst. I'm your monitor host, Joe Garagiola. First order of business, monitor music.
Golden Leaves with Limbo 68.
When my husband left for work, he never kissed me. He'd shake my hand before he said goodnight. But now he can't resist to me. Ever since I switched to new Ultra Bright, Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Look at me, I'm a femme fatale. Suddenly, I'm a wife and not a pal. I'm hugged, I'm kissed. Believe me, it's for real. New Ultra Bright, give your mouth a sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright, give your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
And now, on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays. Here's Bob Considine.
Poor Pat, poor Mrs. Agnew, poor Happy, poor Nancy Reagan, poor Muriel Humphrey, poor Mrs. McCarthy. How they've suffered this year, and how much suffering is left for four of them between now and November. I'll be back with the dimensions of their plights after this. If you're planning a family camping trip, better start with a checklist of the things you'll need.
Let's see. The stove, fuel, cooking kit, tents, blankets.
Trailer's fixed. Boat's refinished. Engine's fine. Hey, how about the swimsuits?
And hey, how about your Mutual of Omaha travel accident insurance? You and your family need protection, not just for this trip, but for year-round protection against the unexpected costs of hospital and medical care. Accidents can disrupt the best of budgets, eat up your savings. And while you're on the road, just remember that you're always near one of the 500 Mutual of Omaha offices all over North America. Besides Mutual's famous maximum protection minimum cost, this means best possible service. Put Mutual of Omaha travel accident insurance on your checklist now.
Mutual of Omaha. Check.
Call your local Mutual of Omaha representative today or write Mutual of Omaha, Omaha, Nebraska. That's Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
For the life of me, I can't think of a more exasperating and enervating job open to women than the job of being the wife of a candidate for the office of President or Vice President of the United States. Think of the burden of having to smile, 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 laugh, 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 suppress, suppress, suppress real feelings, week in and week out, with hardly any time off for getting out of the tight girdle. The wife of a candidate must go wherever he goes, or somebody's going to say, sure as shooting, or print in the paper, that he's alone because there's been a fight at home, or he's keeping a girl on the side. She must sit there under the glare of the TV lights, looking wifely or motherly, always remembering not to scratch her nose for fear the camera might be on her, always recalling that she absolutely must not look bored or fail to laugh, even though she's heard the joke the old man is telling 1,000 times before. She must be gracious with every bore and boor who descends upon her, eat the bad grub served at the women's auxiliary luncheons and dinners, say a few kind words about how adorable her man is, though they may have had a fight an hour earlier when he discovered that she had failed to pack his blue shirt for television. She must be kind to children, laugh merrily and happily when a kid her husband is trying to kiss hauls off and boffs him one across the chops. She must applaud at the right spots in her husband's speech, because she knows where he indicated that he must pause for cheers or massive grunts of approval. She must survive somehow the gifts she receives from nice ladies who love her husband, such as 5-gallon tins of stewed rhubarb. She must appear to be on loving terms with her kids, though fresh from a session with the one who wants to run away and marry an LSD addict, and the one who dresses like a hippie when the cameras aren't around. Most of all, she must always say the right thing. She might hate the wife of her husband's rival, but never a word of that rancor must be uttered in the presence of reporters, for fear that the voters will say her man can't be much account because apparently he married a shrew. But on the other hand, in posing with the woman she heartily dislikes, she must not overdo it and seem too friendly to her, because the voters will then say, look at Mrs. Zilch playing up to that other babe. She knows who's really going to win the election. Tough life for these girls. I'll be happy when November comes and they can have a good, good, tearful cry. So will they. This is Bob Considine from Monitor. Now this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
A vacation can be travel. Here, there, everywhere. But wherever you go, be sure you have Mutual of Omaha Travel Accident Insurance. It protects you against the unexpected medical expenses of an accident that could mar your summer. And wherever you may travel, you're always near one of Mutual of Omaha's 500 offices throughout North America. And that means service when you need it from Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine was brought to you by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Every Saturday during the school year, the Saturday Children's Theater acts as a theatrical circuit for the culturally underprivileged children of the city. Highlights include the Zulu dancers performing African dances at PS 33. Watch Saturday is for Children on New York Illustrated tonight at 7 on Channel 4, your community-minded station.
MS, multiple sclerosis, is the great crippler of young adults. MS is a disease of the central nervous system. There are an estimated 500,000 victims of MS and related diseases. It may happen to anyone, usually between the ages of 20 and 40. MS can mean long years of increasing disability, often eventual paralysis. Cause, prevention, and cure are unknown. But there is hope through research, sponsored by the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Your contribution could help discover the cure. Give generously when the MS volunteer calls at your home.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Vacationers, here's a Monitor tip. You know, long motor trips are hard on everyone, but especially on the children. You can make things more exciting for them and less taxing on your nerves by remembering to bring along some simple games they can play in the back seat. A short stop at the toy store may save a lot of wear and tear on everybody. Now this reminder.
Gee, Mr. Candidate, it's an honor that your 40-car motorcade has stopped to fill up at my little gas station.
In this great country of ours, son, it's part of my platform to point with pride at the spirit of thrift, to deplore waste on all sides and to encourage economy in the private sector.
Now I see why you stopped at my gas station. You want the SMH green stamp.
You bet your bird, kid. 40 cars worth. Just lay them on me, boy.
In this election year, you encourage thrift and economy. Fill up where you get S&H green stamps.
And now here he is, the man. The man? The man of the long locks and the rumpled sports jacket, the hero of the falsetto crowd, in person almost, Tiny Tim, and he's going to sing, "Bring back those rockabye baby days."
I'll turn the world around, we'll all be bound for those rockabye days, when memories fray. Rockabye way, oh, give me yesterday now. Let me play round that old cabin door. Bring childhood nursing to haunt me. Give me that swash door. Oh, Swanee, your black sheep are blue.
And off he goes, slowly sinking in the west, blowing kisses and swatting flies, Tiny Tim.
Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
You're kidding. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see.
More news, more songs to sing you. More comedy. On NBC.
How would you like to see the World Series, pro football, and all the great new shows this fall on RCA Color TV without paying a penny until February 1st? Right now, during RCA Color Preview Days, you can get 1969 RCA Color TV for no money down, no payment until February 1st. See your participating RCA dealer during RCA Color Preview Days, now till September 15th.
As the Democrats gather in Chicago this weekend, party leaders are busy organizing what they hope will be a better show than what the Republicans offered in Miami. And Monitor's theater critic Leonard Probst takes us backstage at the Chicago convention now for a look at how the Democrats plan to keep the bugs out.
One of the backstage tricks that's planned here at the Democratic convention that starts Monday is the use of an insect repellent, or bug juice as it's called in Chicago. It's to be dabbed behind the ears of speakers before they address the convention. That's to prevent them from having to swat at flies or whatever may be hovering around their face while they're on television. The official in charge of the bug juice tells me it'll be used if there are insects in the air, which is likely to occur if the air conditioning isn't too effective, and so far it isn't too effective. The Democratic Roadshow is set up alongside a line of green stockyards. These yards, right next to the amphitheater, are now empty, but the odor lingers on. The Democrats will not only smell different from the Republican roadshow that closed 2 weeks ago in Miami Beach, it'll look different and sound different. For one thing, an elevator has been installed under the speaker's platform. It can move 12 inches up or down, which means that everybody you see on the speaker's platform will seem to be the same height. It'll sound different, too. The first show business performer at Miami Beach was movie actor John Wayne, and he talked about Americanism. The first here will be Monday night when Aretha Franklin, recently voted the top rhythm and blues singer in the country, will sing the national anthem. She's known for the Negro soul style of singing, and that's a mixture of blues and spirituals, plus some improvisation. Another difference will be films. The Republicans had no movies. The Democrats love movies. As in 1964, there will be films to illustrate the planks in the party platform. There may also be some type of celebration in honor of President Johnson's 60th birthday, Tuesday night, and something is being planned in memory of Adlai Stevenson. But the main effort is going into a 32-minute movie about the life of the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy. The time for that, at least, is set. It will come after the president and vice presidential candidates have been nominated, but before they make their acceptance speeches, and that is planned, hopefully, for Thursday night. The main difference between the Republican show and the Democratic show is illustrated in a small item. The Republicans announced well before they started that the last thing on their program would be Billy Graham, and they held to that script every day of the week, and every performer came out on cue. That's what made it so tedious. The Democrats don't have a clue as to how this thing will wind up. This convention is more like a happening. One of the program planners, a man who has planned Democratic conventions since 1964, told me he had never seen a convention in which so few things could be tied down in advance. While that may make for chaos, it may also prove to be more realistic and more exciting. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News, reporting for Monitor at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Well, with all that show business planning, it kind of makes you wonder how the delegates ever find time to pick a candidate. Maybe that comes during the intermission. Monitor music now by the Sandpipers. They sing softly.
Softly she comes, whispers the breeze with her passing. In secret love she is laughing. Thank you.
right. Miller makes it right. Hearty robots, deep down good. Brewed like others wish they could. Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Distinctive, hearty, and always deep down good. Miller High Life is brewed in that great tradition where quality comes first. Next time, ask for Miller. Taste the reason people everywhere are saying, Miller makes it right.
People on the go, more than ever seem to know. Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
From the film Via Rise. You're tuned to Monitor Weekend Radio Coast to Coast on NBC. In Claremont, New Hampshire, you hear us on station WTSV. My name, Joe Garagiola, and following a station break, I'll be right back.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with
In Italy during the 1920s, a gigolo vies for the affections of a widow and her beautiful daughter. Rod Steiger, Claudia Cardinale, and Paulette Goddard star in Time of Indifference on the Sunday Film Festival, tomorrow night at 11:30 on Channel 4, your community-minded station.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Monitor 68, that was Horst Jankowski's orchestra. And now here's Miss Vicky Carr.
See the little woman, tiny tears are streaming down her face. A handkerchief is trembling in her hand as she thinks about tonight without her man. See the little man fumbling to remove his tiny golden wedding band. Makes him kind of sad to see her cry, knowing that he's the reason why. For dissatisfied man, leaving home is a sad thing to see on his own. 'Cause she wasn't what he thought she'd be. But love was growing cold, and he knew he had to go, knowing somewhere down the road he's gonna stop and think it over and wish he were home. On which he stands. Oh, he made the world, she built a dream around. What a sad thing to see him tear it down.
Coming on Monitor, we'll have reports on the two big stories this weekend, the Soviet occupation of Czechoslovakia and the forthcoming Democratic Convention in Chicago. We begin with Monitor Music, Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66, and The Fool on the Hill.
We used to double date because we're sisters. But alas, our dates were few and far between. Oh, how we wondered why we missed with all the misters. Until Ultra Bright came on the scene. Ultra Bright entered our life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed our whole life. Now, all of a sudden, Cupid's arrow's gone pink. I'm dating like mad, and I got a ring. We're such a woosome twosome, believe us, it's for real. Ultra Bright, give your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright, give your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Monitors ring around the world, a weekend series of close-ups of people and events at home and abroad. Brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. The Soviet occupation of Czechoslovakia may come to an end through a Russian-Czech compromise. A report on that in just 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Boy, I like science fiction movies. Just last night, I stayed up to see one on the Late, Late, Late Show. It was beautiful. It was called The Creature That Romped and Stomped and Crushed and Brained and Ate Tucum Carry New Mexico. Man, that was a great flick. But it made me wonder about something. I started wondering what my State Farm agent would say if I told him that a monster was ravaging my property. So I called him. I said, "Hey, State Farm, what would you say if I told you that a dinosaur was sitting on my garage and that a giant spider just tore up my tulip bed? Would you give me the quitclaim service that State Farm Fire and Casualty is famous for? Would you go on giving me those famous low State Farm rates? What's your advice?" He said, "Take 2 aspirins and call me in the morning."
For your home and your car and your life, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now, here is David Weber, NBC News, London.
What happens next in the occupation of Czechoslovakia will be determined in the same place where that occupation was planned, this being inside the red walls of the Kremlin. There, the obviously tough bargaining session between the Soviet leadership and the Czech president, Ludwig Svoboda, didn't get finished today after all, and it's been carried over into a third day tomorrow. This is all the more remarkable because when the 72-year-old Czech president left Prague for Moscow yesterday, he told his people that he'd be back by last night. For the Czechs, the delay is nerve-wracking, especially since they've had tantalizing bits of information today that just might mean that the whole Soviet bloc invasion of their country was a mere bad dream. First, there was the report that their much-loved political leader, Alexander Dubček, was not only alive and well, but actually in Moscow taking part in the talks. Next came the report, which is still unconfirmed, that Dubček was being reinstated as head of the Czech Communist Party. This rumor was all the more astonishing because it was only 2 days ago that Moscow was accusing him of encouraging a counter-revolution in Czechoslovakia. This is the blackest crime on the communist books, so it's pretty hard to reverse. Yet it's perhaps significant that Moscow newspapers have stopped condemning Dubček in the past 2 days. In Czechoslovakia, the resistance to the occupation is something like 99%. From reports sent out by those miraculously mobile transmitters being used by Free Czech Radio, and from what returning travelers confirm, there's an almost unanimous hostility to the Soviet troops. These soldiers had been led to believe that they were putting down a real live counter-revolution and would be welcomed as heroes by the Czechs. The strain is so great, according to one report, that some of the occupation soldiers are being replaced. David Weber, NBC News, London.
Monitors ring around the world, a weekend series of close-ups of people and events at home and abroad. This is Monitor. I'm your host, Joe Garagiola.
Hey, look, Bill. There's another aeroplane. You know, that's the third one we've seen here in Boston this week.
Not so long ago, it was amazing to have anything in the air but clouds.
Today, there's a lot in the air, an increasing amount of pollution from homes, cars, and factories. Can anything be done? General Motors thinks so, if you'll help. Today, GM equips its new cars with air pollution control systems that reduce the pollution level two-thirds lower than 20 years ago. Just one thing, you have to keep these systems properly maintained. All it takes is regular emission control service by Guardian Maintenance Experts. This service will give you better performance, too. For new cars and older ones, see your Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, Cadillac, or GMC truck dealer. Let's do all we can, and we'll all breathe a lot easier.
Coming up shortly, Chet Huntley takes a look at the forthcoming Democratic convention in Chicago, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
And now the bright new sound of the New Horizon, another winner in the Schaefer Talent Hunt.
Schaefer is the one to have when you're having more than one. Schaefer pleasure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun, having fun. Schaefer.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Joe Garagiola back with you now at 15 minutes before the Monitor Hour. And here's a Monitor tip for vacationing drivers. I know it sometimes seems there's just not enough room in your car to pack all your luggage, but try not to put things on the ledge behind the rear seat. They not only obstruct vision, but also become a safety hazard in the event of sudden stops. Here's something else you should know.
Mommy,
can we get gas at this gas station?
Please.
Hush, children.
But, Mommy, it's so hot in the sun. How about this gas station?
Patience, children, till we reach the next one that gives S&H green stamps.
But we've already pushed the car past three gas stations.
Remember, you don't pay more at gas stations that give S&H green stamps. You just get more. So next time you fill up your gas tank, fill up your S&H green stamp book, too.
Monitor music continues now with Sandy Shaw. This is called Together.
Life is uneasy when two are divided and one has decided to ring down the curtain on one thing for certain. There's nothing to keep them together. Divided and one has decided to
Highway Holiday 68. For a family vacation adventure, consider an auto tour of Arizona and the Grand Canyon country. Take a mule train trip into the gorge, explore ancient Indian cliff dwellings, stroll through Tombstone, the town too tough to die. Live it up in Phoenix and Tucson. But remember, no matter where you drive, great adventure on the highways always awaits you at Stuckey's, America's famous roadside refreshment centers. Everyone loves Stuckey's delicious candies and snacks, the fascinating array of souvenirs and gifts, that famous friendly service. And right now you'll get a very special thank you, a bonus when you relax, refresh, and refuel at Stuckey's. A generous box of their crunchy, crisp, peanut brittle free with your purchase of 10 gallons of gas. Offer void where prohibited. Sweeten your summer with free candy and see why every trip's a pleasure trip when you stop at Stuckey's. Look for them on the highways. Stuckey's, coast to coast.
Come to
time now for American Political Scene 68, brought to you by American Motors, makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel, Rambler, and the new Javelin. In a moment, Chet Huntley reports on the Democrats' intra-party squabbles as they prepare for their nominating convention in Chicago. But first this.
Ooh, what a beautiful javelin. Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I can't tell you.
I never heard of such a thing. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
We do ordinarily, but during our Smart Buyers Convention, we're keeping the price of this specially equipped javelin a secret.
You are?
Yes, but if you can guess the mystery price, you can win a javelin free.
Oh, I just love mystery.
And everyone who visits his American Motors dealer during the Smart Buyers Convention gets a free convention and election guide.
I just love guides.
And of course, you can save a ton of money on any American Motors car during this summer sale.
Oh, I just love sales and cars and summer. And you.
Be sure to pick up your free convention and election guide now at your nearby American Motors dealer during his Smart Buyers Convention. You may even win a javelin. Licensed drivers 18 and over are eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. And now, Chet Huntley.
A unique kind of politics is being pursued over this weekend in Chicago. One group is spoiling for a fight, and the other is doing everything possible to avoid it. The McCarthy forces at the Democratic Convention are, in some measure, spoiling for a fight or for a series of fights. They figure that if they can promote enough fraternal brawls on the Vietnam plank, on the seating of delegates, on the urban problem and other issues, they stand a better chance of breaking up the formidable ranks of the Humphrey forces and so improve the possibilities of a McCarthy nomination. But the Humphrey crowd has adopted a policy of giving away as much as they can without endangering the nomination. So the question over this weekend is this. Can the Humphrey people give enough points and enough delegates to McCarthy to render him hors de combat? However, the chances are that the Vietnam plank and some of the challengers to delegations will yet go to the floor of the convention. Meanwhile, a more serious and more formidable question is posed here by at least two important sections of the population, the minorities and by American youth. Representatives of these two important blocks are not happy with either this convention or the preceding one of 2 weeks ago. 8 million Negroes, most of them living in key urban areas, are expected to vote this year. The youth vote can go as high as 12 million. But representatives of these groups have been here this past week criticizing the system of the conventions, the system of government, which seems so unresponsive to minority youth needs and hopes. These platform committee hearings are not unlike de facto parliaments. As witnesses deliver their messages, frequently the delegates respond with enthusiasm, eagerness, and sympathy. But the delegates are not the United States Congress. American youth and our American minorities are all too well aware that a mild congressional reform and streamlining bill is dying in this 90th Congress. Reform there is becoming mandatory. And reform of the convention is a distinct possibility. Reform, for example, to make the platform more binding on all candidates for elected office. It is a long, long way between a platform subcommittee here and an act of the United States Congress. Chet Huntley, NBC News.
American Political Scene 68 with Chet Huntley was brought to you also by Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
This is Ed McMahon. The other day I walked into the bathroom and I could just barely make out my son Jeffrey in the tub in the midst of two G.I. Joes, three boats, a rubber duck, and a plastic tube of Breck Concentrate Shampoo. Jeff thinks that's just great, that Breck Concentrate Shampoo floats. Well, it comes in a plastic tube and it does float. We think it's just great because of that Breck quality. And because it's concentrated, it goes a long way. Try Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
Later today and throughout the weekend, you'll hear more American Political Scene 68 featuring Edwin Newman, Bob and Ray, Henry Morgan, Al Capp, and others. And don't forget that beginning Monday evening, NBC Radio and Television will provide gavel-to-gavel coverage of the Democratic Convention in Chicago. Now on monitor, here's Herb Alpert and To Wait for Love.
Ever happened to you?
Oh, you wake up in the middle of the night. Somehow you can't fall asleep again. You turn on the bed lamp. 2 o'clock. You reach for a cigarette. The pack's empty. Now you really want a cigarette. Enough so that you get up and search all through your suit pockets. Nothing. Not even a smokable butt in the ashtray. So you make the only decision you can make. You put on your slippers, a coat over your pajamas, and you go out to the all-night drugstore through the rain. Then you decide you're going to wait until you get back home. That's willpower. Now, you're back in bed. You light up, take a puff, then another. You put the cigarette in the ashtray for just a moment. Oh, all of a sudden, it's 7 o'clock. It's morning. All for 2 puffs.
Are there any other reasons not to smoke cigarettes? Ask your American Cancer Society.
Thank you.
Booker T and the MGs with Soul Limbo. Hey, in Ipswich, England, a 15-year-old boy was practicing his golf swing this week, and he finally managed to hit a drive 250 yards with the 3-iron. As luck would have it, though, the ball went right through a window, and the court ordered the boy to shell out $7 to pay for a new window. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd gladly pay $7 to hit a ball 250 yards with the 3-iron. This is Joe Garagiola inviting you to stay tuned to NBC Monitor News on the Hour.
We must take a station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind, there's still lots more time. Good morning.
Sunday night and Monday Labor Day, we're going to see Jerry Lewis.
On the muscular dystrophy telethon.
When the telethon is on the air, all the Wetzel's hamburger restaurants will be giving half the money that everybody spends to help fight muscular dystrophy. By eating a Wetzel's hamburger, you too can be a philanthropist.
In Lake Grove, Long Island, the Wetzel's is located on Middle Country Road, corner Hawkins Avenue. In New Haven, Connecticut, there's a Wetzel's on Whaley Avenue between Emerson and Dayton Streets. For the Wetzel's nearest you, check the phone book. Here's a notice of interest to employers in metropolitan New Jersey. There's a new way for you to help your business and your community. The National Alliance of Businessmen is striving to find seasonal and part-time jobs for 2,800 disadvantaged school-age youngsters. You can give them a chance. If you have an opening, or if you can make an opening, contact the NAB Job Center. The telephone number in Newark is 648-3555.
Monitor New York, WNBC, New York.